District 87 is using its free summer programming to help kids reset ahead of a return to in-person learning this fall. Dana Vollmer talks with Assistant Superintendent of Curriculum Diane Wolf about how a year of pandemic learning reshaped their approach.
We wanted to really look at doing summer programming that was energizing and exciting and getting kids back into the social routines of going to school. So we are offering an elementary program that is a full-day program. It operates the same hours as a regular school day, 9 to 3. It offers the school bus for transportation, breakfast, and lunch, and has a combination of both academics and enrichment and exploring. At our junior high level, we are continuing our partnership with the Boys and Girls Club that really looks at what does that middle school level need for their summer. And this year, we're offering that opportunity for incoming sixth graders, which we've never done before. And then we are looking at our high school to really look at students that are coming in to ninth grade that would like to have some additional experiences, all the way up to the students that will be seniors, to say, what do I need to be successful for the upcoming school year?
Why is it important to reintroduce those social patterns before students return in the fall?
Well, I think one of the areas that all of us have learned about is the value of human connection. So I think it's important that the stamina, you know, working from being a remote student at home or even an employee at home, it's a different type of social interaction when you have to get dressed to go out in public and go and work through the social norms of going into a school building and being around other people that are not your family members or your very close friends and learning some of those social skills that go along with engaging as a citizen in the world, tolerance for other people's opinions, knowing how to advocate for yourself when you're feeling lost, and all of those things are really difficult to do on Zoom.
Define the scope of the learning loss from the pandemic. Are there areas of particular concern?
So I don't know that answer, but I do know this, that I am absolutely adamant that we do not talk about a learning loss. And the reason why I feel so strongly about that is if we think about putting that into the head of a child, what does that say to them? That they've learned nothing? These students that we have right now have lived through a global pandemic. They have learned technology skills and interaction skills that we would have never expected from them before. They have learned how to be self-reliant. They have learned how to digest information in different formats. So, yes, we might have some, quote, learning loss from old school stuff before the pandemic. But we in District 87 are focusing on the learning gains that our students have had and how we can exponentially continue to grow those.
As you said, students are going to need to kind of reset after this last year of learning remotely, some or all of the time. Can that reset be accomplished over the summer, or is that something that's going to trickle into the next school year?
I think it really will depend on if a student has been on remote learning this entire time. And if a student has been in remote learning, which we do have quite a few of our students, then we're going to reset at the beginning of the school year with new rules and responsibilities after we've all lived through a pandemic. Our schools will never, ever look the exact same way they did on March 14th of 2020. We have learned an immense amount about learning. We have learned immense about student resiliency. And so when students come back in the fall, things are going to be different, even if they've been in school in person right now, because as educators and as lifelong learners, we have to take what we have learned over this last, what will become 18 months in August, and say, you know what, these are the things that we have found have really worked, and these are the things that we used to do that we're going to let go because they're not going to work after a pandemic anymore.
And so for families who can't or don't send their children to summer programming, what else can they do to help prepare students for the fall?
the number one thing I would ask all of my parents and all of our community is to not say to the child that they are behind because of the pandemic. When somebody is told that they have lost something or they cannot do something, that does not go away easily. So I would really ask that the first thing is that we change the conversation to say, what have you learned and what can you work on this summer to even make you stronger? Reading every day, reading for fun, reading for information, reading on screens is fine. That will really help a student. And the second thing is for my elementary students, the basic math facts are very important for them to practice on a daily basis. For fun, you know, a kindergartner, count how many chairs are in the room. It's those questionings, and it's also showing students that the things we're teaching them in school are the foundation, but not the end to learning.
That's District 87 Assistant Superintendent of Curriculum Diane Wolf speaking with Dana Vollmer. The deadline to register is April 15th. Capacity is limited. For more information, go to WGLT.org.